Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fav of Casinos USA, and welcome to our March 30th podcast, where every day is Saturday. In part one of today's podcast, we're going to discuss a subject that may come to mind once in a while, like why do I gamble in the first place? Like, what's this all about? Why do people gamble? In part two of today's podcast, we're going to focus on the bets of roulette. 11 bets. We'll talk about them, and then we'll also put photographs how they would be placed. And in part three, we'll talk about our trip planning, because over the Easter break, Casinos USA will be traveling to Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, go out and play that record. The boys are back in town, and we just can't wait. But some planning is going to go into it, and we'll talk about what we plan and how we plan. So we'll take a very short break and go right back to why we gamble in the first place. There's a multitude of theories about why people gamble. Some you may like, some you may agree with, and some you just won't believe. Let's talk a little bit about that, because gambling has been around for a long, long time. In a broad brush way, I guess we could say life is a gamble. You know, it involves chance and circumstance and risk, and sometimes it's rather random. Things happen unexpectedly, for the good or for the worse. So I guess we could say that somehow gambling mimics life. But you know, risk and chance are parts of life. Why do some people gamble and why others do not? And that's the question to answer. What motivates you and me to gamble? Is it for the excitement? Is it for the challenge? Is it for fun? Or is it just to win money? Well, I guess we all have to answer that our own way. But for me, it's about fun, it's about a challenge, and it's about winning money. And it's about excitement. But I'm not a professional gambler, and it doesn't consume me. Gambling also seems to cut across nearly all social classes, so I think it's more about human nature than social class or age or gender or marital status. Hey, it's human nature to gamble. Take a chance. Take a risk. And because gambling is legal in 40 states in these United States, I think it's fair to say that it has the approval of the American public. There are still plenty of people who think of gambling as a vice, you know, that corrupts a community, that corrupts society. But most state authorities look at legalized gambling in economic terms. It helps pay the bills. We would tell any of our listeners that if gambling gets out of control, seek professional help. But otherwise, if it's just an entertainment activity, it's recreational, and it's not hurting your family, it's not hurting you, and you enjoy it, then go ahead, keep on gambling. But remember that check. If it becomes compulsive, you have to get help. You cannot let it ruin your life. But if you just gamble to have fun and enjoy yourself, and there's no harm done, then hey, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA. Professional gambling is not fun. It's a job. The famous American writer Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens in real life, had this great analogy. You know, he said, growing up along the Mississippi River, it was a place of magic and suspense and mystery. He said, but once he became a river pilot and he had to learn where every log and sandbar was on the river, it became a job and the magic and mystery are gone out of it. And I think that's what happens when someone crosses over from recreational gambling to professional gambling. I'm not saying that some people can't make a great living and they're really good at it, but fun? I don't think so. On the other hand, when I walk into a casino, whatever game I choose to play, whatever slot I sit in front of, you know what? I know the odds are against me. I'm an underdog, and that's a challenge. And I have fun trying to meet that challenge. Don't do it all the time. Who does? But when I do, it makes it all the more enjoyable. It's not so much just about the money. It's about the fun of beating a casino at a game that's stacked in their favor. You know, sometimes it's the thing. Be the underdog. Accept it. and fight on. You know, so to end part one, for me, gambling, recreational gambling, it's about excitement, it's about challenge, it's about fun, and it's about money. And those are the reasons why I gamble. Why do you gamble? Are any of those reasons applicable to you? Or what would you add to my list? You know what? You can tell us simply calling Casinos USA's answering service at 1-724-519-4556. Our answering service, 1-724-519-4556. Give us your view on why you gamble. Thanks. So let's move to part two. The bets of roulette. You know, the roulette wheel has 36 numbers, and once it had a zero added to that. Oh, when it did, roulette wasn't too bad of a bet. Today, in nearly every casino in the country, it has a zero and a double zero. And these numbers are alternately colored red and black, with zero and the double zero in green. There are many different wagers available in roulette. As many as 18 numbers can be bet with a single chip, and payouts that way can be as high as 35 to 1. Some places 34 to 1, but generally 35 to 1. I do want to just put this out there. If you're at a casino with a triple zero, don't play. That tilts the game too far in the casino's favor. And of course, we're talking about legalized gambling. But do you recall as many movies as I do where it was a roulette wheel that was crooked? You know, there'd be somebody that would like sneak away to a back room and it'd look over at the dealer and it'd flip a switch and the number that was bet on would not appear. It would be another number. Or it could be fixed in favor of the house. Just this idea of crooked casinos and roulette wheels, they seem to go together. But in reality, there have been roulette wheels that had a bias. And what I mean by that is because of wear and tear, probably, certain numbers would come up more often than not. And there were, over the years, people who tracked that, and then they would make bets based on that information. And some of them found some success. But in today's Las Vegas, those wheels are checked so often that they're true blue. I wouldn't be concerned about worrying about a crooked roulette wheel. I would be concerned about playing at a place that had triple zero, double zero, and zero. No, that's just too much in their favor. If you can find a casino that offers single zero, that's the best yet. When you cash in a roulette wheel, the dealer gives you chips of a different color. You know, each player basically has their own color chip. Unless you ask for a regular casino chip. Some casinos call those value chips, table game chips, but you know what I mean. You can use these chips at a craps table, at a blackjack table. And I would do that if you're just going to bet black or red, you know, those kinds of bets. You're not going to actually be placing numbers or streets or anything like that. Otherwise, you can do both. You can get some in regular casino chips, or you can get them all in your own color. Those are much smaller chips, sort of like tiddlywink chips. That's what they remind me of. How about you? And if you want them to be a higher denomination, you could say, make my chips a dollar, and they'll put over the colored chips on their racks, they would put a dollar marker. Some casinos, it goes to a dollar automatically. Some are 50 cents. Some are 25 cents. You can just make sure if it's the first time you played at that particular casino, what are those chips worth? You know what I mean? So you know what you're betting. And you can place bets until the dealer actually calls out, no more bets. And after the ball lands on a number, don't be impatient. The dealer then places a marker on the winning number, which is also going to indicate a color. He clears the layout of the losing chips, don't be grabbing stuff, and pays the winning bets, you know, according to what happened. So a mistake you might make is grabbing your chips. Wait until the dealer does what his thing or her thing before you try to grab your money. Now, we posted photographs of a typical roulette table design on our website. That's www.casinosusa.bet. Casinosusa, written as one word, .bet. to follow along these bets. Now, you can bet like the dozen. That pays 2 to 1. There's like the first dozen, the second dozen, and the third dozen. It breaks the numbers 1 through 36 into groups of 12, and that bet pays 2 to 1. You can just bet three numbers across, you know, putting your chip, little tiddlywink chip, on the line, and you'll see that in the photographs, and it covers like a row, so it could be 34, 35, 36, or 1, 2, 3, and that bet pays 11 to 1. Then you can bet the entire column, you know, the from 1 to 34, from 2 to 35, or 3 to 36, and those all pay 2 to 1. A lot of people who play bingo love, you know, four corners. So you can do that too. You can play the corners. For example, 32, 33, 35, 36, four numbers or corner covering four joining numbers. And that pays 8 to 1. You can split two numbers, covers both numbers, and that pays 17 to 1. And I mentioned if you just bet a number, and nearly everywhere, you can also bet the 0 and 00. That pays 35 to 1. Numbers 0, 00, 1, 2, 3, those five numbers, you can just bet those five numbers. You might have a $5 bet on black or red and a dollar bet on those numbers with your tiddlywinks chips. And five numbers, 0, 00, 1, 2, 3, pays 6 to 1. Some people play single or double zero. You can, again, that's 35 to 1. That's up to you if you want to do it that way. There's courtesy bets. You can place the 000 for convenience. Betting both of those, they would pay 17 to 1. Six numbers or six line corners, six across, that pays 5 to 1. Six numbers or six line, I said corners, I meant six line, covers six numbers across. So basically, you're doing two rows and you're dividing it up. So let's do this one. Say you're putting it on the edge line and it's 1, 4, 2, 5, 3, 6, or you're putting it on the edge line and it's 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. And that pays 5 to 1. And a lot of people use systems with even money bets on either betting odd or even, or red or black. Even money bets, odd or even, red or black. So that's one way to think about that. Okay? Those are the bets. There might be some other bets that I'm not so aware of, but those are the bets that I know. And we're going to take get a chart or photographs and put those on the website for you. These are the roulette bets. There are so many systems associated with roulette, and these things have been written about for years, and I just want to say flat out, don't spend any money on buying a system, because the 0 and 00 have destroyed systems. I mean, they're not foolproof. That's what I'm trying to say. But I like a system called System 31, if you're just going to bet, for me, black or red, because you would have, for this not to work, you would have to lose 9 bets in a row. And that's possible for you to do, but that only happens probably, you know, a streak where you would lose 9 bets in a row probably happens every 850 to 900 rolls. So the chances are it's not going to happen to you. And I said chances are, remember. But I've spoken of System 31. It's a Larry Adell system, another professional gambler kind of thing, an author. And using a $5 sequence, you would bet these numbers, amounts of money, until you had 2 hits in a row, and then you would start over again, and you would always win that way. Now, if you went through 9 bets without winning, and you were playing the $5 level, you would be out $155. That's what you would lose. So the risk isn't like the end of the world, but here's just something to think about. Here's how it would work. So remember, you go up the scale until you get 2 wins in a row. 5, 5, 5. The first 3 bets you make are 5, 5, 5. So if you win, you're going to start back over with 5. First 3 bets, 5, 5, 5. You didn't win, Now you advance to 10, 10. Okay, so if you're losing every time, your first three bets are 5, 5, 5. And your fourth and fifth bet is 10, 10. Okay, then you advance up to 20, 20. And remember, you have to keep going up until you get a hit. So far you've gone. You've lost every time. 5, 5, 5, loss, loss, loss. 10, 10, loss, loss. 20, 20, loss, loss. And you're getting near the end. You bet 40 and it hits. You bet 40 again and it hits. Now you're even. You're back. You're up actually $5. So that's just a way to play, unless you just want to go haphazard and, you know, just bet $5 and just hope for the best, and then bet another $5 and hope for the best, and then another $5 and hope for the best. You can do that too. Or some people hedge their number of bets with betting black or red, you know, so you have $4 of bets with the tiddlywink chips, and then you have a $5 bet on black or red. That's another way that people play. So these are the bets of roulette. And roulette does have some of a mysterious attraction. I think it's the beauty of a rather small layout. Looks nice. And the excitement of that ball going around. Hey, remember, there's no magnetism here. This is on the up and up. But so many times in movies, you've seen that roulette dealer, you know, throw that thing against the opposite direction of the wheel, and it goes round and round and round. You're thinking, And it's a little bit slower, of course, that way than a craps roll, because the dice get to the final result a little quicker than the roulette ball. But that's roulette, and it's been around a long time. It crosses culture after culture. It's a very popular game. And what are the odds against you? Well, if you're playing at a single zero wheel, if you find one like that, maybe off the strip in Las Vegas, that kind of thing, you're pretty much like placing a number in craps. Not as good as placing a 6 or 8, but just as good as placing a 5 or a 9. And if it's a wheel, most of the standard wheels have 0 and 00. It's kind of like playing the field. So you're kind of like betting the way a field bettor would bet in craps. It's not a great bet, but it's not totally stacked against you. There's a possibility that you could win, all right? And it's not that far-fetched. All the games that we play, the odds are in the favor of the casino, the house, so, you know, pick your poison. And if you're a roulette fan, keep at it. Just keep your head. Don't go berserk. Don't use credit cards for money. Remember your loss limit. Keep your eyes wide open and enjoy yourself. The challenge, the excitement, and the fun. And once in a while, the money. And now we'll move on to part 3. We're going to Las Vegas. Yeah, the boys are back. Oh, yeah, we're going back. We're going back to Las Vegas. How many trips has this been? Oh, man, too many to count. So where are we going? And that's the question I want to ask first. Why are we going? Because generally, everybody has their own ideas about why they're going. And I think we have to think about the common ones that we share together, because we're not going to spend 24 hours a day together in Las Vegas. No, that's not going to happen. Well, hey, I'm not going just to gamble. I can gamble, you know, just by leaving my house 30 minutes away is a Rivers Casino in Pittsburgh. So it's not just a gamble. I'm not going for the food. There are some great restaurants, you know, so close to me. Oh, I love some of the restaurants in Las Vegas. But I'm not going there for that reason. There's really not a show that I want to see in Las Vegas. Sometimes that's a big motivating factor. But right now it's not. I'm not thinking about a show in Las Vegas. So why am I willing to spend $1,000 on 2 round-trip tickets and meet up with people? And, oh my goodness, why am I willing to do it? Well, there's one big reason. The sun. I'm sick and tired of winter. And I'm thinking about swimming pools and having fun in Las Vegas. And I want to tell you about some of the things I'm talking about as far as planning and rooms, and things that I do enjoy with my wife and the other team members of Casinos USA. Let's talk about players, clubs, and points. I'm sure nearly all of our listeners understand that there's comps associated with your level of play. And more these gaming companies are national. And here's a situation, an example, that is why one reason that we're going to Las Vegas with everyone else. And I play a lot, and my wife plays also, at Charlestown, West Virginia. It's maybe 3 hours and 20 minutes. We never just go there and come back. It's usually a one night or two night stay. That's a Hollywood casino. Charlestown also has a racetrack, flat track, thoroughbred racing. But that's the Marquee Gaming Company. The Marquee Gaming Company also owns the Tropicana on the Las Vegas Strip. Now, the Tropicana has been around for a long, long time. Now, it's been remodeled. It has a great swimming pool. Well, anyway, the Marquee Gaming Company gave me two totally free nights at the Tropicana. Boy, so that helped. So that kind of, you know, soothed me over after those Southwest flight tickets. So, goodness gracious, we took that. And, you know, I had never stayed at the Luxor. Never stayed at the Luxor. It kind of always intrigued me. But I'm about convenience. And I know that staying in the regular rooms at the Tropicana, because they're free, that worked. But I wanted to stay at a Pyramid Suite in the Luxor. You know, two rooms. One person could sleep. The other person could be on the other side, you know, watching television, reading, whatever. So I just like that idea, having two rooms and having a suite. And after talking to them, with my level of play, I got 40% off. So the way it worked out, you know, and I actually stated this in other of our podcasts, I'm staying on the Las Vegas Strip in decent places, you know, not the Wynn or the Encore. No, I got that. Not a suite at the Cosmo. Yeah, I got that. But I'm staying there for almost exactly $100 a night. That's the first two nights are free. Then about $400 and a few bucks at the Luxor with that reduced rate of 40% off rate. That's awesome for that suite. So $100 a night for six nights on the Strip at decent places. Places that I really want to go to, because both of them have wonderful swimming pools, and I'm going to spend considerable hours after December, January, and February in the East. If you're an Easterner, you understand what I'm saying. I want to get some of that sun, and so does my wife. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, and you probably laugh, you know, this is something that my wife and I enjoy, and maybe some other people with us too. I'm not going to speak for them, though. I'd like to have the American Casino Guide because of the coupons in the back. And also, I think even better, the Las Vegas Advisor, their coupons. And I'll spend a day, maybe 2 days, casino hopping and using those coupons. It's just a blast. You know, there's a lot of matching play bets, a lot of $10 matching coupons in those books. And that's awesome. A lot of buy one drink, get one free. A lot of 2-for-1 buffets. And the way we can work it out, we can pay for two other people those 2-for-1s, because sometimes the American Casino Guide coupon book and the Las Vegas Advisor book, they overlap. So, you know, you have enough for four people to get 2-for-1. So I really enjoy that. Gives you a chance to play a little bit at every casino. And, you know, Janie might put 20 bucks in video poker at one casino, then the next stop, put 10 bucks in video poker. And, you know, she's just going to move around and she's going to stay within her daily budget. But, you know, we're having fun and enjoying that. So that's another thing that we're going to do. And then, you know, we'll see if we can, you know, if there's a group that wants to go see a show, I'm up for that. I always like to enjoy lunch at the Stratosphere. I like lunch there because you can see so much better in the daytime, you know, and also the prices are greatly reduced from the evening prices. And Kelsey will join us up there. She's never been up there, so I think I'm looking forward to taking her up there. And some of our other team players, I didn't get permission to talk about them, but we'll talk about them on the way back. You know, the boys are back in town. So we have married ones and single ones. That's why sometimes you have to be quiet about these kind of things. But anyway, I still have the passion and excitement about going to Las Vegas. But again, it's not about gambling, and it's not just about gambling, but I guarantee you I will be gambling when I'm there. We're going to call the Casinos USA answering service daily with sort of a daily gambling and trip report that we can use in the April 20th podcast. So, you know, live from Las Vegas, it's Coach Fab. And I have a big surprise for everyone from our answering service. That's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. We got a call from a dear, dear lady. I think one of the kindest people on earth, because she has a free casino school. And she called our answering service. Her name's Heather Ferris, and she's going to tell you about it. And if she's a regular in Las Vegas, she's a dealer, and she has a free school. And if you ever thought about becoming a dealer in your area at home or in a big venue like Las Vegas, you might want to visit her site and listen to what she has to say. And thank you so much, Heather, for all that you do for people. You know, just nonprofit, you're just wonderful. So here's Heather Ferris.
My name is Heather Ferris, and I'm from Las Vegas. I'm the owner and operator of the website Vegas-Aces.com. I help people all around the world learn how to play table games with both my YouTube channel and the articles on my site. I also help people find a job in the casino industry as dealers. My website is the world's first free dealing trade school, and you can learn how to deal games and get a job by watching my videos, using my resources, and practicing at home. Now, the reason why I'm doing this is because I believe all education should be free and easy to obtain for everyone, especially if it means providing for your family and putting food on the table. That's why my free online trade school exists, because I want to help people find a career that'll help them improve their overall quality of life and financial well-being. Helping our global citizens advance and grow will have a much larger and more meaningful impact, as well as add value to our society that no monetary amount can match in the long run. So please, check out my site. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me at heather@vegas-aces.com. I have some exciting plans for the future, so stay tuned. One of those plans is a complete redesign of my website. You can see the work in progress by clicking on the link in the What's New section of the main page. Thanks again for having me on to talk about this, and have a great day.
Thank you, Heather. And we will be running this again a few times so that everybody gets the message. We'll also put it on our Facebook pages, Casinos USA, and on our Twitter account, @CasinosUSA2017. Thank you so much, Heather. And to all our listeners, we'll see you again on April 20th, because the boys would have been back in town. So long.